Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us back after being away, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We have some interesting stories in the paper today. Let's start with oil suit.
Yes, there's another lawsuit facing the owners of the company that is transporting billions of gallons of crude oil through the Port of Albany. This lawsuit is from a coalition that includes Albany County and the Ezra Prentice Homes Tenants Association. That's the city housing authority development that sits right next to the tracks where this oil is transported, plus a host of environmental organizations, including the Sierra Club. They filed notice on Monday with Global Partners. That's the Massachusetts-based company that is transporting the oil through the Port of Albany. And this lawsuit is unique in that it says the company violated the Federal Clean Air Act back in 2011 when it sought a permit to up the amount of oil being brought through the Port of Albany. They had previously had a permit to bring 450 million gallons a year through there, and they sought permission and received permission to up that to 2.2 billion gallons. This is according to a lawyer for a Washington-based environmental group that is representing this coalition of government and environmentalists. And also today, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy is supposed to announce that the county is going to join another lawsuit by environmental groups that questions the effectiveness of the federal government's transportation rules regarding oil safety. So these are efforts to reduce the amount of oil coming through the Port of Albany, and that's because much of this oil is back in crude oil, which is an extremely volatile type of oil that comes from North Dakota, and it has been responsible for many accidents around the country. So the efforts to cut that back are continuing, and now it's going to court.
Very quickly, tell us about the City of Albany's idea to get parking scofflaws to pay up.
It's an interesting approach. The city treasurer, Darius Shanafar, is proposing allowing people to pay off their outstanding parking tickets at face value with no penalty as long as they make a donation to the food pantries of the Capital District. So it's a win-win. The city gets its revenue, and the people in the region who need food will get it through this kind of creative program.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. You can get more at timesunion.com. And Mike will be joining us a little later for the roundtable.
That's right. I'll be over there.
9 o'clock this morning. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.